were the cows to be milked and which ones. Mm-hmm. And she ran them
and
up.
And she'd get the right ones?
Yeah, she would corral those cows right up into the place, you know, where they...
And you didn't have to take her out, and just your mother just told it was time to go, and she
That's right.
What kind of shelter did you keep your horses under, or pen? What did you call that?
Yes, there were several stables in the barn, and it was a long hall, and had stables for each one of these, and they were fed separately, you see, in there.
Where were the cows milked, Miss Perdue?
Well, the cows were milked on a different side, and they had different stalls to go in, and when they were being milked.
You had a...
You see, these cows would, they would stand around in the cow pen until they were brought into their own particular stable.
Okay, now, did you have any hogs and pigs?
Oh, yes.
Where did you keep those?
Well, they had a separate place. They were wired off from the cows. And they were...
Now, where did you say they were kept?
Oh, it was called a hog pen. They would go into this hog pen, you know, and that's where they would be fed. They'd get that corn, too.
Okay, now where did you keep your milk and butter? Did you have a refrigerator?
Icebox.
Icebox.
But also we had, then we call them a basement now, but it was a cellar.
A cellar.
Cellar. And it was a dugout place under the house, you know, with steps going down. And my mother would keep her milk, or a lot of it, in the cellar. After she would churn it, then that was carried down to the cellar and was kept real cold all day. Then at night when she wanted it, she had it brought up to her. This was not a dairy farm. He just had these cows and had enough cows to be milked and for the home use. And then these tenants had so much milk too, you see. And they came down and did the milking, and they had milk and butter just as their family did.
Did you ever have to churn?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Oh,
that I didn't relish very much, but they finally, they did get one of those churns that you would turn, you know, would turn over. It was a big barrel like. And then when it was finished, you see, you could tell, my mother could, when it was all ready. And then she would put this little stop there. It was called a little stop. And it would, it's a little button thing that would hold it in its place. And then she could skim the butter off, you see, real nice. But my sister, she got smart one day, and she pulled the little stopper out at the bottom and let all the milk go out.
Now, your father raised cotton,
right?
Did you ever have to go and help him in the fields?
They would take me, and then I would sit there and get in the and cry and get in the baskets.
What did the men do that were helping him about the cotton? How did they grow the cotton?
Oh, yes, he grew cotton, and you know that was a long, drawn-out procedure because the cotton had to be planted. Well, the first the soil was plowed up and then listed. I think they call it listed, and then the seed were planted, and they had things they called a guaiana distributor that put the guaiana out.